A service for the fifth Sunday after the Epiphany, February the 4th, 2024. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Consider and answer me, O Lord my God. Light up my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death. Lest my enemy say, I have prevailed over him. Lest my foes rejoice because I am shaken. But I have trusted in your steadfast love. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will sing to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. O Lord, keep your family, the Church, continually in the true faith, that relying on the hope of your heavenly grace, we may ever be defended by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. An Old Testament reading from Isaiah chapter 40. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them like a tent to dwell in, who brings princes to nothing and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, when he blows on them, and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and see who created these. He who brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. An epistle now from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Paul writes, "For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this of my own will, I have a reward, but not of my own will, I am still entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my reward? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run, that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under my control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Immediately, Jesus left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases, and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him. And rising very early in the morning, while it was still dark, he departed and went to a desolate place, and there he prayed. And Simon and those who were with him searched for him, and they found him, and said to him, "Everyone is looking for you." And he said to them, "Let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out." And he went throughout all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues, and casting out demons. This is the Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We confess. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now a sermon entitled, Strength to Keep Following Jesus. It is based upon the Old Testament reading read earlier from Isaiah chapter 40. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, you and I, together with all who trust in the Lord, have embarked upon a path that at the end will bring us to our Creator. When all is said and done, it is to Him that we hope to arrive. That there is a Creator is obvious. Romans 1 points out how, "For what can be known about God is plain, because God has shown it. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world and the things that have been made." It further states that it is for this reason that all are without excuse for incorrectly concluding that there is no God. In our Old Testament lesson today from Isaiah 40, the Lord has something to say about this. There the questions are asked, "Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundation of the earth? It is God who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are to him like grasshoppers." He then points people to the heavenly bodies, saying, "Lift up your eyes on high and see. Who created these? He who brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Therefore, if it isn't obvious to us that God is the creator of everything, it should be. Something else that should be obvious from our own observation is that something has gone wrong with the creation, and that there is something wrong with us. This includes how we exploit and pollute the creation. It includes how people are quick to destroy other people, taking their possessions, their reputations, and sometimes even their lives. When God created the beautiful creation, the problems that are presently in it clearly were not what he had in mind. Scripture informs us that they weren't. Humans, in the exercise of their free will, chose themselves before God. This caused the creation to fall. And that is why things are as they are. In fact, that is why humans die and their eternal souls will be forever condemned. Lost in our sins, you and I don't want to be reunited with the one who created us. But it is inevitable. This is terribly unfortunate for us. However, there is hope. How? After all, it's not as though there's anything that we can do to change this reality. Be that as it may, this doesn't mean that there's nothing that God cannot do. After all, as the scriptures testify time and again, nothing is impossible with God. God, in love for the fallen world and for fallen humanity, set in motion a plan to restore the creation. This plan of his involves sending his one and only begotten Son into the world as a human being. That is why, in the fullness of time, Jesus Christ was born. He manifested to the world who he is by his preaching and teaching, backed up with many miracles. In today's gospel, we heard how he cured Simon's mother-in-law so that her fever left her. He healed many sick people with various diseases, and he cast out many demons. That he graciously did these things foreshowed how he had come to set what was wrong in creation right again. This work of Jesus climaxed when he went to Calvary's cross, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter. He did not open his mouth in order to defend himself, which he could have. Instead, Jesus submitted to the mockery, scorn, shame, and abuse nailed to Calvary's cross. Even then the insults did not stop before he died. However, Jesus' death was achieving something. He was making all things new again. Jesus shed his blood in order to make atonement for sin. He took his blood into the Holy of Holies, thereby appeasing sin. We know, too, that he was successful, for Jesus rose again from the dead, revealing that he has the power over sin, death, and hell. Now, all who follow Jesus, trusting in him and what he did for us, are pardoned. We seek to faithfully follow Jesus through life unto death, that we might arise, as he once did, to eternal life. This resurrection will be upon the new earth, where sin and its effects upon the creation will be removed. As St. Peter once wrote in 2 Peter chapter 3, according to his promise, we are waiting for a new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. How we long to be where it is that we have yet to go with Jesus. In today's epistle, St. Paul speaks of it as a race. He asks, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? However, in the race upon which we have embarked, all who cross the finish line win." Paul says, "So run that you may obtain it." In other words, go the distance, complete the race, and obtain the prize of eternal life. You see, the difficult thing with this for us is going the distance. This is because you and I grow tired. We become weary along the way, and that doesn't help And what doesn't help is that we carry along with us our old sinful natures. These are lazy, bored, and uninterested in running any race. They want to slack off, hold back, and take a permanent break. Isn't that the way you sometimes feel? Enough is enough of following Jesus. It would be easier to go our own way. This is the way most people are choosing to go. Why take the high road when the low road seems like an easier go? Well, friends, before you and I get off track, let's listen to what Jesus said as recorded in Matthew 7. For the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Here we are being reminded that before we get off the more challenging way and start down the easier way, look ahead as to where the two different paths end. The challenging way leads to life. The easier way leads to destruction. Therefore, it's a no-brainer that it is better to deal with the challenges along the way that we arrive at where we want to be than it is to take the way of least resistance but be destroyed in the end. Since this is the case, what are we to do when we get tired? What are we to do when the going gets tougher than we have strength? Is it inevitable that we are going to bow out of the race before the end? If so, then why not bow out sooner than later? Well, friends, according to God's word, it is not inevitable. Though granted it would be had we to rely solely upon our own strength, the good news God has for us is that we do not. This is especially good news as we become more tired. Our text has to say about our Creator and Redeemer, He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, He increases strength. Even youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Granted, sometimes running the race is beyond us. However, it's okay if we have to walk. We grow faint, weary, and exhausted along the way. However, the Lord has promised to come alongside of us. He has promised to renew our strength. As an eagle in its flight catches an updraft, we too will at times be carried along. With the Lord's help, we can soar like eagles along the way. The Lord can do this for us because He never grows weary. Our text asks, Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the Creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. The one who created all there is able to sustain us in our weakness. In fact, this is what we see with Jesus. As a human being like us, he too would grow tired and weary. In fact, he would especially feel this way after an intense time of teaching, preaching, and performing miracles. In today's gospel lesson, we are informed that after such a time, Jesus, rising very early in the morning while it was still dark, departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. Jesus' times of quiet, devotion, and prayer with the Father gave him the strength he required to do all that he did. After such time with God the Father, Jesus could respond to his disciples, saying, Let us go to the next towns, that I may preach there also, for that is why I came out. And he went out through all Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and casting out demons. And what you and I can learn from this is that the Lord will strengthen us too, that we keep going forward on the path of following him. We are especially strengthened by the Lord for our journey as we take time in desolate places to pray. This includes the times that we gather here in this place. We keep going forward, for there is no turning back. You and I want to be able to say near the end of our lives here on earth what Paul did near the end of his, as recorded in 2 Timothy. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. As Paul remained faithful from the day of his conversion unto his death, by the grace of God, so can we, come what may. Yes, follow the Creator and Redeemer through this sinful world and death to eternal life and the creation soon to be renewed, as we sing in the hymn, Jesus, lead thou on, till our rest is won, and although the way be cheerless, we will follow, calm and fearless. Guide us by thy hand to our fatherland. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. And now let us pray. We give thanks to you, dear Father, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh to preach the gospel and to cast out the works of Satan and the corruption of sin which we could not overcome. By your word, rescue us from every evil of body and soul. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord of the church, give joy to your servants on whom you have laid the necessity to preach the gospel, that many would be saved in every nation, and that together we may share in the blessings of Christ. Thank you for placing the necessity on Connor and Ben, and bless them in their seminary studies. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Heavenly Father, give to all Christian homes the endurance that comes from your Holy Spirit, that husbands and wives, parents and children may be disciplined and self-controlled in their duties, to run the course in this life and to continue to the end in the holy Christian faith, ready to receive the imperishable wreath of eternal life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty God, Creator of the world and its foundations, you hold sway over the powers of nature and the rulers of the earth. Graciously preserve our land, its produce and industry, and our leaders together with our people. Do not disregard us for our sins, but renew us, that our lives may be peaceful and our country governed according to your will. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, your Son, the great physician of body and of soul, at whose hand demon, disease, and every ill must turn away, we bring before you those in need. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Father, where there is forgiveness of sins, there is also life and salvation. Bring us in faith to your holy sacrament, that the blood of Christ, which atoned for our sins, may make us whole, strengthen us against every spiritual attack of the devil, turn us in love toward our neighbor, and preserve us in body and soul to life everlasting. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.